Anyone who wishes to oppose? LD 690.
Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I'm Jody Breton, Associate Commissioner for the Department of Corrections. I am here in opposition to LD 690. Representative Chapman sort of took the flurry out of it for me. As it's written, it would allow a prisoner convicted in the state of Maine not to be transferred out of state without their written consent or court order. Currently, the Commissioner of Corrections has the authority to transfer prisoners out of state. Sometimes these prisoners are transferred because they choose to be, closer to friends, family, etc. We have some like that. But sometimes they're done for their safety or the safety of a prison. As of April 25th, 2011, the department had 28 prisoners out of state, of which 23 were classified close, our highest security. As most of you know, the only place that we really have the highest security is at the Maine State Prison, so if they can't stay there, we don't have too many other options. An example of a prisoner that who would be shipped out of state could be a gang leader inside one of the prisons. For the safety of the prison, the commissioner may choose to move him to another facility or out of state. Another example would be a prisoner who is either threatened and the commissioner does not feel that they can keep the prisoner safe. We may move the prisoner out of state on the interstate compact. The way this current LD is set up, it would create another layer, create delays and expenses. We need to get a court order to be able to do this. It would also endanger security by the time frame it would take us to get the court order. And the current LD did not have any criteria or procedures for getting the court order. We are working collaboratively to try to come up with a policy so that we do not need legislation. We would be in concurrent that if this was held over, that would be fine. To give us an opportunity to get the policy, we've got it draft form, to get it implemented and to see how it's working before legislation is passed. I'd be happy to answer any questions, or now or at the work session. I apologize, I dated this for the work session.
Oh, okay.
May 26th, I believe, was the work session date. I just picked up the wrong one.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Hanley.
What is the prison population in? You've got 28 you shipped out, but all that?
All that is about 2,000, but I can get you an exact number.
You've got 28 out of 2,000. We're not shipping a lot of people.
Oh, no, very few people. And of those, they're very high security people.
I'm reading this for you. I think you just answered my question. It's primarily for their own protection, for the protection of others, because they request it.
Yes. Often it's.
Do you know where this belongs to?
It's mine.
Okay.
I've been recording.
Just that you have to tell us before.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to do it, but
yeah.
I just wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
Like just mysterious things lying around.
Representative Burns.
Why do I put it down there? Great, thank you.
We brought up the compact. Do we also take prisoners?
Yes, we do.
And sometimes we do it on a trade?
Often we do it on a trade. It can be a two-way trade, three-way trade, where we send two to New Hampshire, they send two to Connecticut, and we get two. That's a constant, yes.
Are you familiar with a few years ago when there was a detention break in prison, I believe in Arizona or Texas, someplace in the Southwest, where we played a role in trying to separate people, and we took one of their prisoners and set out one of ours. And there was a lot of actually murder going on, and rape that was prevented by doing that. You weren't part of the department.
No.
Hiatus.
It was my hiatus, yes.
Okay, well, maybe we'll talk about it more in the session. Thank you.
Representative Plummer. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Breton, I'm not sure if this bill is really in front of us anymore or not, but since it is here, the sponsor of the bill, when I asked the question about being able to ship somebody out of state on an emergency basis if necessary, assured me that wouldn't change under this bill, but it looks to me like this bill does not make any provision for that. Is that correct?
I could not see where there was a provision, but we would need legal to look at that.
Thank you.
Representative Haskell?
I apologize for coming back a second time, but there was a comment in some of the written testimony here that you may not have had an opportunity to see, which referred to the cost of sending people to other facilities. Can you elaborate to this committee what, if any, costs there are when these transfers occur?
Generally, the only cost we have is the transfer itself, because we are an interstate compact. We tend to trade.
So then try to end that trade is at no cost.
That's right. To eliminate any cost for anybody other than transportation, right, unless the specific programming costs that person needs.
Senator?
Just one question for clarity. Currently, we're not, are we, are allowed to ship prisoners out of state to private prisons, or only to state prisons?
I believe only to state or federal.
That's right.
Anything else? Seeing none, thank you.